USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is designating Wilmington, North Carolina, as the first American World War II heritage city.
With this designation, we proudly declare that in America, we don't tear down the past. We celebrate our heroes. We cherish our heritage. We preserve our history. And we build the future.
President Trump, speaking aboard the USS Battleship North Carolina, also praised World War II veterans. Meanwhile, speaking 490 miles north-northeast of the president, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden says President Trump is the reason schools are not able to reopen safely.
If President Trump and his administration had done their jobs early on with this crisis, American schools would be open and to be open safely.
Biden speaking in Wilmington, Delaware. This is USA Radio News.
Can the daily recommended servings of fruits and vegetables fit into just 6 capsules? Yes. We start by sourcing organically grown whole fruits and vegetables. We ensure they are picked at peak ripeness. All of our produce is third-party tested for pesticides, heavy metals, bad bacteria, and nutrients. They are then washed, cut, and put through an advanced vacuum cold process, which removes the water using pressure. This maximizes the nutritional value while preserving the color, smell, and taste of the fruit or vegetable. The freeze-dried food is then ground into a fine powder without adding any additives, fillers, or extracts. These powdered foods are then mixed in our proprietary blends and encapsulated, locking out air and moisture. The capsules are then bottled and shipped directly to our customers. Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Democrats and Republicans still working on a new stimulus package. With the details on how things are going, USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has a story from Washington.
Still no deal looks close when it comes to Democrats in the White House negotiating a new COVID-19 relief package. The Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin says he's trying.
I'm prepared to sit down with the Speaker at any time to negotiate. I think the issue is not what is the top line. I think the issue is we need now support quickly. That's what's important to the American economy, and if we need to do more, we can come back.
United Airlines says it plans to cut 16,370 staff as part of its efforts to halve its domestic workforce amid the pandemic-driven slump in passenger demand. This comes 2 days after United said they would be dropping any fees if you change your flight. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Top congressional Republicans are blaming the mayor of Washington, D.C., Muriel Bowser, for recent skirmishes in the Capitol involving protesters demanding racial justice. The ranking Republicans on the House Judiciary and Oversight Committees, Jim Jordan of Ohio and James Conner of Kentucky, want Muriel Bowser to produce documents pertaining to how the city has handled what the Republicans describe as left-wing agitators. Colorado Republican Senator Ken Buck also wants to know how these groups are being financed.
Well, I suspect that there is a common source. I'm not going to speculate on what that common source is, but it's clear to me we at the left, the same time the left is talking about defunding the police, the left is funding in a huge way these protests. These protesters are coming from all over the country. They're having obviously transportation costs, housing costs, food costs. Paid for, and perhaps even salaries and other benefits. So it's important to know when you're dealing with organized crime like this, where the funding is coming from.
Buck speaking there on Fox News, and up and away for magician David Blaine. Blaine, wearing a harness that held 52 helium-filled balloons above the Arizona sky, reached his projected altitude of 18,000 feet. He then pulled a parachute and ended up safely back in the Arizona desert. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.